news and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a line to be drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's a shout that awaits the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program on this afternoon, the 19th of February, 2014. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, this show. And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. Family, this afternoon, I'm going to talk about, I don't know if I'll even finish it up, but I'm going to talk about the feminist movement. Because the feminist movement incorporates a vast amount of their agenda items. The feminist movement was created specifically and funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefellers, as I proved yesterday by playing you the interviews, giving you evidence of how the feminist movement was created to, in fact, destroy the country because it takes down the family. And as the strategy they use is destroy the family, you destroy the country. Now, this is not a debatable issue. This is not an opinion. This is an act of how the globalist has targeted America specifically. It's already been done in Europe. But I'm not giving you an opinion. This is in their training manuals. This is what they've done. It's documented. It's not a debatable issue. That's the point. This cannot be debated. You can deny it if you want to, but you will lose if you find the evidence. The evidence is in front of your face. You see, as a matter of fact, I think I have some new listeners, I do believe. So I owe you at least a tidbit of what I gave you yesterday if I have any new folks today, some evidence, to, you know, at least something to go by, brought Chris Holm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M. He is director of the United Nations World Health Organization in 1946 to 48. That's when destruction of the United States was had begun in active sequence. It was after World War II. They needed that solidarity of families to have a strong sovereignty, patriotism, all that stuff, in order to generate an effective war effort. Then after the war, you don't need it anymore. Then began the targeting of America, which was to be the last standing bastion, as they already knew, against the world order because the Christian, well, values. That had to be targeted. Don't need it anymore. So they targeted the United States then for destruction to be the last card to be pulled out so any standing resistance against the new world order would be taken out. They knew it would take at least three generations. They planned it three generations ahead, you understand. This is another fact. Brock Chisholm said, I quote, after 1946, he served from 1946 to 48. He died in 1971. He said, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote, Brock Chisholm. And to confirm that, with their doctrines and goals of secular humanism, which is the enemy, I will quote you another precept of their agenda that's documented based on the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2 and the writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, who got their training from Manzini, Albert Pike, who got their training all the way back to Clinton Roosevelt to Adam Weishaupt, who created the World Revolutionary Plan, finished it on May the 1st, 1776, and passed it on, carried from one generation to the next. It's a fact. It's called the Protocols. Okay, all that said, I will cite you one of their precepts. It was, quote, believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace, unquote. All right. So you say, well, why did it earlier? A little earlier. I guess I'm, since I don't have the phone calls and chat going on, I have to ask and answer. That's silly, I know. But anyway, they didn't do it earlier because they needed that family structure to galvanize the nation beginning in 1897 to fight the wars, because your strength lies in the family unit. God renew that. But Satan is prince of this world. And because we sinned against God, Satan is god of this world, but is not the king, you understand? In 2 Corinthians, it says he's god of this world. But he's not king. He's prince, not king. He only can do as much as God will allow. It is a supernatural war that we're in. Militias, the ones that's fighting for freedom and all that stuff, they're being misled and they're being led to slaughter. And they don't realize it. And some of the leaders probably don't understand it, because if they don't believe in God, they don't understand the supernatural. They're going to fight a war with slingshots against an enemy that's got cannons and everything. You got to know your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, you will fail. That's a promise. I was a Marine for 12 years, infantry, a commander. All right, I know about military principles. I know you have to have an intelligence estimate to understand the enemy, to defeat the enemy. Well, it's the same exact same thing right now. You got to know who your enemy is, and their capabilities. If you don't, you will fail. And right now, the militia are being lied to, probably at the highest level, because their supporters, the Joint Chief of Staff, are members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, secret societies that JFK even warned us about. And we've been warned for, actually, all the way back to John Robeson, about the conspiracy. Been warned over and over and over and over and over and over and over. But they got us so busy with things and this, that, and the other that people don't pay attention. They just gaff it off. Well, it's going to come back and bite you bad. You understand? It's going to happen. And so I had said for years when I was on the broadcasting, militia, you are infiltrated at the highest level of government. We'll destroy you, and people aren't understanding how you've been infiltrated at the highest level to lead you to slaughter. Because you got 22 suicides per day of returning veterans. That should raise some. And then they got a lie that they're putting out about why the suicides are happening. It's happening by technology. They're being targeted on purpose. The Joint Chief of Staff at the highest level, they know that. But they're going along with it anyway. Because they belong to secret societies. The secret society members, according to their own protocols that they don't, apparently not paying attention to, will be executed when the Great White Brotherhood has total control. It's documented. They will kill you. They don't need you anymore. Family, this is a Luciferian conspiracy. It's supernatural. Therefore, you fight it with supernatural weapons. Otherwise, you will fail. You see, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. We'll get down to it. And I'm going to tell you some of their strategies, what I'm going to do today. And some of their methodology and what they're actually putting together to cause it to happen. That's what I do in my broadcast with news and how they're, and the news is nothing more than training manuals. Because the news, as I covered yesterday, in fact, is 100% controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. The media, you have no free media. It's not there. It's controlled since 1915. Education system was corrupted beginning in 1908 by Freemasons. The Vatican, the so-called Zionist Jews or whatever, not even Jews anyway, they're fake Jews. Hagee better learn a lesson. That book, Blood Moon, is trash. That's a big lie anyway. It's been debunked dozens of times, but people are falling for it because of the numbers of people that follow this individual. It's because they think it's important. Not at all. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one important. Jesus is. It's not following any human being at all. No human. Following Jesus Christ. I don't see the problem. What would Jesus have me do? You answer only to Jesus. No human. No pope, no priest, no rabbi, no preacher, no evangelist, no world leader in the Baptist church. None of them, man. None of them. They're human. And they all would be judged according to what the Ten Commandments and the King James Bible and what they're doing behind the curtain based on Freemasonry, 501c3 church, and the lying on the pulpit, man. You got atheists that's on the pulpit, even in Baptist churches. Finding the real ones are hard, few and far between. It's getting harder and harder every day. All TV, forget it. If they're on TV, they are subjugated, every single one. TBN 700 Club, absolutely. No question about it. Copeland, Hagee, Pat Robinson. James Dobson is a member of the Council of National Policy. That's a right-wing group under the Illuminati. His membership, he got his name there. Come on now, LaHaye, the whole lot of them. Palin, they're all part of that Pentecostal, the charismatic movement. Was in fact created by the by the Illuminati. They created it to save rock and roll. They had Christian rock. That's confirmed by John Todd to start with, and then others confirmed it. Alberto Rivera, and it goes on and on. The truth is out there if you look for it. Man, don't follow man. Follow Jesus. It's not between you, but just sitting there in a church service, listening to a quote-unquote good sermon, makes you feel good and all that fuzzy inside. That's not doing anything for your soul if you don't repent of the sins that you committed, or if you don't have your personal relationship with Jesus, just sitting there when somebody else is talking, don't get it. You do it. You establish relationship with Jesus. You do it. You do your research. You do your Bible study. You see? I mean, it's about you and Jesus. Nobody else. No country, flag, patriotism, all that stuff. Fine, whatever. But it's about Jesus. That's the loyalty is to Jesus. My country goes against Jesus, man. You forget all the patriotism. Gone, man. There's no way. God, cut core, fine. God is first. When the country lies, I'm not going to follow the country. You got to be kidding me. I follow Jesus. You have clergy response teams out there. 20,000 plus. Clergies, all of them, all religions trained by FEMA. Now they're starting to come out of the woodwork. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, you name it. It's a religion that's corrupted. All of them. Because FEMA's training them. To talk you into taking the mark. John MacArthur is already doing it. They've turned heretic on us. What do you think the falling away is about? Family, go to Jesus, not individuals. If that preacher says something that's not in the Bible and he's got his own interpretation, I wouldn't even question it. I just get up and walk out. They don't deserve respect to sitting there. I just get up in the middle of a meeting and leave. That Bible and use corrupted Bibles, that's their problem. I'm out of there. I'm done. I don't need an explanation. I don't care. Hey, I'm out of there, man. I'm not going to change them. I can pray about it and pray for them. But, nuh-uh. I'm not sticking around. We're to rebuke and correct. Not judge. You can't moral judge anybody. I can't for sure. But when they say something like, you know, you're all of God's co-creators. I'm like, what? That's all I got to say. I'm like, excuse me, I'm leaving. I'm out of there, man. Because we're not co-creators. We're not gods. Well, Tom, the Bible says we're gods. Mm-hmm. It says, and keep reading. Keep on reading that scripture. And it says magistrates, lawgivers. That's what it called God's little d, not divine gods. Like saints sitting on a big throne. I'm a co-creator with God. Hi, God. That's what Satan tried to do, except get higher. It ain't going to work. Uh-uh. See, they've been tricky. Very tricky. Brazier, T.D. Jakes. Copeland. Hagen, when he was alive. They're all a bunch of them. Get out of there. I mean, run. You see? Family, it's time to get your soul right with God through Jesus Christ and your family. Renounce those blood oaths. Masons, Freemasons, get out of there, man. Leave it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I got a lot to talk about today. Lord, we thank you today for allowing us to come together, Father, and with our network. And Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your holy word. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Lord, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, to keep the interruptions back and to keep us protected, Father, against the interruptions of Satan, the demons, and those outside. Father, we call upon you to give us discernment and wisdom. That, Lord, that we'd be protected, we'd have knowledge of what the Bible says, Lord, and we'd have the words when we need to speak. Father, we pray for our family members that, Lord, that are at these homes, Father, at these rest homes, that's taking those vaccines, that, Father, use your Holy Spirit to render the effects null and void. That, Father, you bring back their minds. You bring back their bodies. and help them, Father, in their rehabilitation and their healing, that, Lord, prevents these tragedies in our families that bring people together. And those not saved, Father, will cause them to be saved. Father, will cause them to take the Lord Jesus Christ for their Savior. And, Father, their heart will be touched by the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for returning veterans, all services that, Father, have been touched with the microchips and, Father, the vaccines that's put in their bodies and the drugs. That, Lord, you'll heal them with your Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the children that's being abducted for these sacrifices on these holidays, especially the next few months, Lord, March and April. And Lord, we know those days are going to get rough. And Father, that you'll find a way for many to escape, to be helped. That Father, you'll intervene in some of the sacrifices. And that Father, that thy will be done, but there'll be some saved. And Father, we call upon you to give us that wisdom, discernment of the coming end times, that we can see through the deception that's being passed out today. And Lord, to bring up those with the courage to speak out, and those preachers to turn away from their protection of the 501c3, that Father, they'll go against it. And Father, they'll have the courage to step away from the blood oaths that they've taken in these secret societies, that they'll preach to the Freemasons in their congregation, that you'll use your Holy Spirit to touch those Freemasons and those other secret society members when they're being preached to, Lord, that you'll soften their hearts and cause them to change over, renounce the blood oath. That, Lord, to bring their families back into the fold. And Father, to guide us in these coming end times and protect us as we spread the gospel. And these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we're not in a physical war. We're not in a war in this world. The war is outside this world that's pulling all the strings. We look upon the Pope and the Secret Society members who? Well, Queen Elizabeth and all her family members. Queen Beatrix and all those in the Italian Illuminati at the highest level, billionaires and all this, as people important. No, they're nothing more than slaves, literally slaves and hybrids of the fallen angels. They cater. They must do what they're supposed to do by the blood oath as required, or they will die. You see, they've cursed their entire family tree. Four generations plus. Each generation that takes a blood oath extends it every generation past. God can change anybody that wants to, and he has changed some of the members. Bill Cooper was a member of the royal families in some way. He was connected to the Illuminati. He became born again. John Todd became born again. And they became whistleblowers. They established our criteria today of research. God has a way. His will be done. You see? But some will never see the light. Some have turned over to reprobate minds. And they'll never be allowed to repent, because they've gone too far into the evil. Family, you can't fathom in the highest level of government, legislators, representatives, congressmen, presidents, scientists, CEOs, Bohemian Grove members and attendees. Reagan and Nixon were members of Bohemian Grove. Family, they lied to the American people the entire administration. And before, Reagan was an actor. Ventura is an actor. That should tell you something right there. All of TV, every single second of TV you turn it on, is scripted out, including the State of the Union address, the Congress, and all this stand-up is all acted out. Now, you have some congressmen there, representatives, that later, told, you better chill. You better cool. You better be cool right here. And they explained to him what's really going on. Make a long story short. And they will back down. They keep what's called a black book. It keeps track of everything they do. So if they need to get a vote, they'll say, you know, we need you to vote a certain way. I can't do that. Well, really? Well, how about that 18-year-old that you got? How'd you know about that? Well, we got our ways. Now, you want to keep on. This is exactly what they do. Or a family member will die in a plane crash or die by mugging or die in a car accident. Family, that's a fact. This is not speculation. It is an absolute total fact. As a matter of fact, that's a definition of a nihilist. Definition of a nihilist in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, 1955. He defines a nihilist as thus. The executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control the world dictatorship, history reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural deaths. He defines a black book. Of course, today it would be computerized, naturally. But a black book, quote, the concept, is a book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people together with a detailed report of their characteristics, faults, and failings. The information is used to, quote-unquote, persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards. Unquote. As a matter of fact, I give the results of an investigation done in 1927 of the Canadian Customs and Excise Service of corruption. During the investigation that was conducted by Mr. H.H. Stevens, who was a member of Parliament for Vancouver, appointed the Royal Commission to investigate the corruption in the Canadian Customs and Excise Service. Evidence was given between 1924 and 1927, and this stands today. This is a technique and strategy. And the evidence given went before the Canadian Commission, and it proved that those who directed the conspiracy they found to destroy the United States and Canada's nations, it was pigeonholed. They put it away. William G. Carr uncovered it. You understand? Well, the evidence went before the Canadian Commission, and this long-range plans to ultimately destroy Canada and the United States' nations, which both are colonies, by the way. We're still a colony. Always have been since 1789. We have been. Evidence was presented to the following. And listen very carefully what I tell you the evidence is and how it corresponds with the Humanist Manifesto and to what I read you about the Black Book and the Nihilist. It all comes together when you connect the dots. What they found that they pigeonholed and hid was one, quote, the following evidence was realized by those who were aware of this grand conspiracy. Number one, they seriously affected the national economics by robbing the national treasury departments of hundreds of millions of dollars. Number two, they corrupted government officials to the highest level and thus obtain control of two main parties. You say, well, that's Canada. Really? Well, it seems to me that a very, very much American and caring individual by the name of Martin Luther King, Jr., one of the four assassinated by the Pentagon and the Vatican and the Zionists and all these others that are part of the world order. Who's the four? Martin Luther King, JFK, and Malcolm X were killed by the same groups of people. And that's a fact. Martin Luther King said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote, Martin Luther King Jr. And you know about JFK's quote that got him killed. JFK said, I quote, in a 19-minute speech, which I can play any time, but don't have time right now, but I played it before. The entire 19-minute speech includes this quote, "For we are opposed around the world by monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It's a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations," unquote, JFK. The evidence obtained between 1924 and 1927, number two, okay? They corrupted officials, government officials, to the highest level and obtained control of the two main parties in Canada and the United States. Number three, they established a new society in which the wealthiest members had made their money by illegal methods and were thus forever beholden to those who had made the successful operations possible. The majority of the newly rich can't help but carry out the request of those who made them rich, because those who made them millionaires almost overnight can reduce them to poverty just as quickly if they so much as even hesitate to do their bidding, unquote. Family, millionaires are not made. Millionaires, in reality, are allowed. Think about it. If you go out here with a slam-bang idea and you start putting it together with technology you got inspiration for or whatever, and you start, you're going to file a patent or some kind of protection, they're going to know about it. Number two, you start making money off of it, you will be approached. You will be brought in to the New World Order, or they're going to kill you or buy you out. You will not be allowed to be a millionaire unless you turn your soul over to the devil. They cannot allow on this earth. Presidents of a country, ours especially, are appointed, never elected. I got that confirmed. It is confirmed. Elections are a farce because they're all family members anyway, every one of them. Look up right now as I'm talking. Go look it up right now. Presidential bloodlines and see what you get. The truth is coming out. You just got to find it. Denial will get you nowhere. Number four. They obtained such a controlled level government officials that they had to adopt a policy regarding international security, which permits the Communist Party in both Canada and the United States to perfect their revolutionary plans and await the day, okay, when the international conspirators give the order to revolt. This hasn't happened yet, but it's going to, when they get everything lined up. Well, guess who's in control? God is. They're not. They failed in 1933. They tried to do it. 1963, we were a little busy between 1933 and 1945. Just a tad bit busy. 1933, 1963, 1972, 1984, 1999. Failed, 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 and failed to bring about a new world order and dictatorship in the United States, because they're not in control. God is. But he's allowing it because our country has sinned beyond words since the year 1712 until the 19th of February in 2014, and I won't be changing because I've already allowed 17, 18 states to be homosexual marriage. It's going to get worse. And the more it happens, the more God pulls away, and the more Satan's allowed latitude to operate. So number four, they obtain high control of government officials. Number five, listen carefully. Finally, quote, finally, they saw to it that just enough evidence appeared in the public free press to disgust the public. And that's the purpose, a break, that's the purpose of Alex Jones, Quayle, Marzulli, Dizdar, Lee, Ventura, Hannity, Limbaugh, the Beck, the whole lot of them. Enough evidence, free press, to disgust us as a public of the government. That's not hard to do. Well, now they're telling you, and they're using controlled opposition to do it. Why? Quote began, it gave the public the feeling that our governments have been proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. Break. That is the classic Hegelian dialectic. Continuing. But the news reports did not disclose any connection between the international capitalists who organized a gigantic conspiracy and the subversives in the underworld who put their plans into effect. Now, guess who the subversives would be? CIA, Mafia, and guess who they're now, Quayle, this guy, they're naming now, the bankers are jumping out of the buildings, they're killing themselves or being murdered. What does that tell you? Well, assuming it's actually true, and I wouldn't doubt what they'd murder some bankers, because bankers are a dime a dozen, Bernanke, Holder, they're a dime a dozen. They'll replace them just like they would an old pair of shoes. They have no power. Neither is the President of the United States. He has no power. He does what he's told to do by the Vatican. The Vatican does what it's told to do by the Illuminati, Pepe Orsini, Pope. He's the power structure in the Vatican. He controls Adolfo Nicholas, the black pope of the Jesuits, and Francis, who's the white pope, the one you see every day waving his hand. Hello, hello. He's playing his role perfectly. Gray Pope, the gray pope, is Pepe Orsini. Orsini is the Italian Illuminati family member that controls the Vatican. The Borgia created the Jesuits. They're all Italian and German. Rothschilds is German. The Bauer. Oh, yeah. You see, family, this is hard to hear. And I know it makes me lose listeners sometimes because it's disrupting our what we're taught long ago. But these are facts, I'm telling you, supported by evidence of congressional hearings or investigations or documented quotes, etc., with names. I'm trying to bring the truth as much as I can to my little world here of people that listen. Family's going to crash down on people shortly. How do I figure that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're revealing the truth, about 80% of it, because they're required to. But they're doing it in such a way it misleads people in a different direction. But they have to reveal to you the truth before they do anything. They're required to. Family, we're in a serious situation. I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. I'm talking about conspiracy fact. Now, this is hard for some people to listen to because what happens, it kind of like, it sure did me. And then it got ticked off. You follow six stages of understanding. There's six stages. And I've talked about these before, but you go through six stages, which actually are equivalent to the same stages you go through when you lose a loved one. It's called I think there's eight stages of mourning. Well, the six stages you go through when you start learning about this conspiracy, the true one, is about six stages you go through. And so it's not uncommon at all to experience some and then what happens, though, the problem is people get so overwhelmed, they just say, I just don't want to hear anymore. I just don't believe it. I don't want to know. Yeah, but how about those that do? How about those that do? Family, there's nothing human that could set this conspiracy up. And the continuity that's maintained over generations upon generations. It's impossible for a human being or family members. They would change. They would do something different. They would mess up. They would forget something. They would say, well, I just don't want to do that. But they carry this on. Shall I use the word religiously? Or they die. These people don't mess around. You see. Well, telling you does what? It tells you the enemy that you got to fight. How do you fight? By supernatural ways, by spiritual warfare. It's the only way to do it. There's no other way. Home protection, I agree with home protection, but that's a whole different ballgame. You're going to run out of bullets, though. When the time comes, you're going to have the mercenaries come around to the United States. They're already here anyway. Some will be your own fellow Americans that's just there for the money. Others are going to be German, Russian, Chinese. They're already here, thanks to the presidents in the past. Congressmen that's allowed it. Foreign trade zones, 257 of them. Chinese sovereign territory. It's all been set up by every senator, every government, every president has always been a part of this. You see, the only one, there's no other person or fallen angel that's going to solve this except Jesus Christ. That's it. And that's after Armageddon. Judgment is coming upon this world. There's no way around it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Vengeance is not for us. We don't have the power. And we're supposed to forgive. But God holds that as his own right because he's the creator of this world. He can do what he wants to with it. He could erase this whole world in a blink of an eye and start all over again. But he doesn't. His first man, Adam, was the first creation, carried through to Noah, carried through to his three sons, and here we go, and here we are. He kept it. He loved so much his creation. It's like saying, okay, let's put it like this, as a hyperbole. You have your first child, and the child does bad things. You said, that's not right. And for you doing that, I'm just going to kill you. We created you, your mother and me, and you did against us, we're just going to kill you. And you kill your kid, and you said, well, I'm just going to start all over again. It's the same thing. Same thing. He didn't kill all of mankind. He got rid of the riffraff. From his perspective, and you know what that riffraff was? And it's what they're trying to say we are today. All of mankind before the flood had become corrupted with Nephilim DNA. Because you see, the giants, the evil before the flood, once the giants, and they existed, because you had a high content of barium, nitrogen, and you had corrupted through evolution, manufactured, evolution manipulated by the fallen angels of corrupting DNA by alchemy and supernatural means, created giants, and the giants not only consumed and destroyed what was on the planet, but also all of mankind. Notice there's only a few names are listed in the Genesis that are listed as those of God, the sons of Seth. And they were not the sons of God. The sons of God of that time period were fallen angels, as the scriptures confirm. So if you've got a preacher that says, well, the sons of God are the sons of Seth, I don't mind sending my way. I have no problem with that, because the evidence is clear in Job 38:7, that the sons of God were the fallen angels. Sons of God in the New Testament, whole different situation. Whole different situation entirely. But before the flood, the giants consumed man, killed man, were evil continually. God had to eliminate that corruption of the DNA. And what are they doing today? Making hybrid humans. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times, and baby, we're there. They got hybrid humans mixing animal and human, and that's exactly what they did before the flood, and that's where we are today. Start at Nimrod. Start all over again. Except the fallen angels didn't have the latitude of wandering the earth at that time. So the only way they could come in now by ritual, child sacrifice, the occult methods, creation of false religions, incantations. And that was the purpose of Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel was created as a portal at a certain level to allow the fallen angels to come into this world. That's why God tore it down. It wasn't a bunch of those Bedouin and Nimrod building a tower. You say, well, how high is it going to build this? No, it was lifted up to a certain level of layers. The rooms inside the tower were encased in sort of like copper and were designed to be able to receive the fallen angels through a portal. That's what that was all about. The fallen angels wanted to come back through knowledge of good and evil, physics, if you will, alchemy. It was, still is, actually. It started to happen, and God tore it down and changed languages. Now you know. This is what's going on in the background. It's happening today. They're called ascended masters. They're called so-called aliens. This is a masquerading. That's what's going on today. And that's what you're up against. The only way to fight them. It's not a 25-millimeter man-pack weapon. It's not with a gas-operated, magazine-fed M16 shoulder weapon with a 5.6 ammo millimeter. It ain't going to happen, because you're going to run out of this ammo. You're going to run out. What are you going to do? It's not easy to do a vertical butt stroke with an M4. It just don't work too well. That's the reality. You will run out of ammunition. And let me tell you, it's not like finding fish and loaves in a bread basket keeps appearing. When you're out, you're out. They control the supply. I mean, we can get all into that, but you understand my point here. People aren't talking about resupply. Everybody keeps talking about one-dimensional revolution. Go get your ammunition. How much can you carry? How many of you really know how to shoot a weapon, even if it's in front of you? How many know what happens when you're firing and all of a sudden it quits? You panic and you look and it's empty. Chamber's open. What do you do now? I know what you're going to do. You're going to pray or you're going to run. Why would you pray? You see, when you should have been doing that in the first place. You see what I mean? It's going to come down to that. And you're going to run out of food. It's good to have food. Yeah, get that freeze-dried food, whatever. I don't sell none of that stuff. I don't want to, and I ain't going to. What I'm trying to say is the truth about Jesus Christ, the King James Bible. I'm trying to do it by talking. You got to do it by action. I'm just letting you know what it is. That's what it is. That's your anchor. And all these SEALs, Special Forces, Macho, this, that, and the other. Now, I was a Marine for 12 years, so I understand it. They're going to be on their knees praying. When they see the Nephilim, they have no idea what they're going to be up against. They don't know yet. Some of them already know. They think they're aliens or whatever. That's not what they are. These beasts are supernatural. And those 25 millimeter kind of weapons they have and laser and all that stuff, see, it's going to fail. Because they're shooting at supernatural things. My opinion at this point, though, is all this getting ready for war? This is my opinion. I'm going to state it as my opinion. My opinion is that this preparing for war against Russia and China and all that is going to be like a fake Armageddon to get everybody all worked up about a conventional type war between one country versus another. One world order against another. My opinion is that what they're doing is using it as a cover. I believe that the forces of the world really are combined together, which would make sense that they're already combined anyway, or preparing for the war against the Nephilim, against the supernatural beings, and them thinking they're aliens. And they're not going to tell the public, so the public won't panic, that the countries of the world are actually preparing for this so-called invasion, they think it's invasion of alien beings, that the cover is that there's a war preparing against other countries. That's the cover, the lie. In comes Maitreya. In comes Sananda Manuel. Now, what makes me believe that? Well, the planning process began in 1897 for the extraterrestrial menace. And it always has been. In 1917, John Dewey, a humanist, father of American education, was part of the planning process of the extraterrestrial hoax. But even before that, you have to have what's called progressive programming. People weren't really up on astronomy and aliens and all that back in the late 1800s. They're more concerned with white Earp, you understand, and the Indian massacre that we white folk did to the Indians, much less than what we did to black people. We got a lot to repent for, white folk. You got a lot to repent for. I mean a lot, since 1712 to be exact. That's another story. Predictive programming is you got to put in the minds of your culture the next threat. In comes Freemason by the name of H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells wrote in 1898 a novel called The War of the Worlds. It's a science fiction novel. I call it a training manual. That's exactly what they did. It described the experiences of an unnamed narrator who travels through the suburbs of London as England is invaded by Martians. It's one of the earliest stories that details a conflict between mankind and an alien race. War of the Worlds was split in two parts. Book one was the coming of the Martians, and book two was Earth under the Martians. The plot was related to the invasion literature of the time. Family, what that was predictive programming. It's classified as a scientific romance. But later, it's like his earlier novel, actually, The Time Machine. In comes science fiction. And from that, the Freemasons and the Illuminati spawned a half a dozen feature films, radio dramas, comic books, adaptations, television series, sequels, And it was also influenced by the real work of scientists, notably Robert H. Goddard. So now, the idea of alien invasion, although cute and a novel, is firmly implanted in the mind. And with all the movies and TVs coming after it, it becomes a fact, actually. But there's more. And I'm going to stop talking about this because it's not my point today, but to show you how they progressed this. In 1917, John Dewey, the father of American education, was a humanist. That is the point. He said in 1917, I quote, when they started planning this, someone remarked, 1917, begin quote, someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose, unquote. Well, you say, well, Tom, that was 1917. Well, I got something for you. 15 engineers got together in 1966, called the Iron Mountain Report, Iron Mountain Commission. And I'm not going to go in detail about that. You can find it yourself. I don't want to get caught up in that now. But the Iron Mountain Commission, briefly, was designed to study how to control people in the times of peace. War, they determined, was the best way to control people. But when you don't have war, what's the best way to control people? They studied this for a year. Because in 1909, Carnegie, another Illuminati, determined the best way to control people was war. 1909. Yeah, and they had what, about two world wars? Oh yeah. Well then, when the peacetime came after 1945, 1966, actually, JFK had commissioned this group to get together, but it was stopped, obviously. And so here's my point. This group of 15 engineers got together to discuss how to control people in the time of peace. I will read you just a handful, just two, actually, of their recommendations. In the economic section, they said, I quote, to develop a giant open-end space research program aimed at unreachable targets, unquote. And they did just that. Under the political agenda, here is their conclusion, one of about six of them, quote, an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace, unquote. That was in 66. In 1991, Henry Kissinger, when he addressed the Bilderberg meeting in Evian, France, in 1991, said, I quote, today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence, it is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government, unquote. And that means if you want protection, you'll give up your weapons, is what they're going to be their call. Here comes your FEMA clergy response to parrot that off, say, well, yes, the Bible says that you're to Romans 13. And they'll corrupt that Romans 13 beyond measure. That's what they're going to do. And you've got to refuse. Otherwise, you're going to hell if you take that mark of the beast. That preacher's a liar. And that preacher, whoever it is, will be trained by FEMA. And corrupting the scripture. But back to the other part. This is what's coming because it's planned. And they're trying to sneak up on you. So they're going to pretend, these preachers out here, rabbis and priests, they're going to pretend to be on your side. They're already doing it, and then they're going to go against scripture. And people are going to follow them. And they believe in this Calvinist point of view that all your sins are forgiven just because Jesus died on the cross, are going to go along with this falling away of this disclosure of aliens and Sanan Emanuel claiming to be Yeshua, which is a lie. Christians will fall away and follow this deception. And their preacher will support it. Jesus Christ is not Yeshua. Jesus Christ is not Yahweh. Jesus Christ is not Sanan Emanuel. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the living God. He's coming back after 7 years of the tribulation at the Battle of Armageddon. And that Battle of Armageddon, for intents and purposes, already won through Jesus when he commands them to kill each other at that seventh seal, seventh bowl at the Battle of Armageddon. 200 million transhumanized beings will kill themselves again, like it did in the flood. He caused it to happen. He's going to cause it to happen again. Mankind's not going to fight a war for God. We're going to be real busy, by the way. God don't need help from man. He's not here to use man to fight the war for him. He's here for salvation of man. And we're to spread the word of the gospel to our fellow brothers and sisters. God will take care of the rest. Now, if you think you can outdo God, then be my guest. You think you can form together Joel's army, and you're going to fight who? Who are you going to fight? And with what? This is a supernatural war. People are going to have to find out the hard way. Because when you're tough guys run out of ammo, and they see these ungodly, unbelievable Nephilim. Their machoism is going to go right down the toilet. They have no idea what's going to show up when they come out of those caverns. They have no idea the evil is going to come out of there. You're dealing with a supernatural war. Family, the war has been won already through Jesus. Right now, all we're doing is counting the casualties. You've got coming up this absolute total nonsense. Bone-chilling, apocalyptic mystery sounds and so-called trumpets being heard in different places, orchestrated by harp. It's not anything to do with the end time events. You got the Bagleys and all these others saying, oh, we heard sounds and trumpets. No, that's all nonsense. It's coming from harp. Sounds are being generated to make it look like we're already in the end times, and we're not. Just ignore that junk. If you want to take it up, go ahead. But family, you'll know when that peace covenant has been confirmed between the Antichrist and the state of Israel. Israel's a daughter of Babylon, not America, not Europe, not at all. The Bible's based on what happens in the Middle East. Not in America, not, we're not Babylon. We're not connected to Babylon. We're not even mentioned in the Bible. The only way they get you mentioned, well, because of the eagle in the Bible, that's got nothing to do with us. They created the eagle, which is really a phoenix, because they know the Bible, and this has been pre-planned all along to make us look like we're Babylon. Because when we go down economically and we become the North American Union, Babylon has fallen. The fake Antichrist, well, they'll say Antichrist, is gone. Who comes next? Jesus does. No. It will be Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel that looks like Jesus. And that will be the false prophet. Remember, this world has got to go through 3.5 years of tribulation. Calvinists and preterists say we've already done that. They're depending on their knowledge. Excuse me, should I say lack of knowledge, to be covered up by their positions, their degrees, their coat and tie, and the positions on TV, YouTube, and whatever else, to snow you with the Bible. Because they can't prove one lick of it. Matter of fact, they're speaking out of their mouth with the wrong scriptures. And they get mad when you show it to them, too. Family, it's time to take a stand for Jesus and the truth contained in the King James Bible. That means you got to study it. You got to do it. You can't trust anybody else. And then what I'm saying, I don't even want you to trust me. You take what I say, this is some crazy stuff you're saying. Fine. Write it down and you look it up on your own. And you go after it. On your own. And then get close to God and depend on the Holy Spirit to tell you what's truth. You be your own expert. You be your own searcher. You see? You take the initiative yourself. And trust yourself. That's what it's all about. Study yourself approved. Family, as we pull away from God, what does that mean? Well, the way Satan can get to God is through the weakest point. Can't go against God, so he has to do it. What did he do with Adam and Eve? Went through Eve. She got Adam to sin. Adam was not taking care of business. Adam got weak. Adam didn't do what he was supposed to do. He failed. Brought original sin to mankind. It lasted through the generations. But let me tell you what happened. God allowed it. That's why I wanted to keep the bloodline through Noah, who was perfect in his generation, to carry that gene of original sin. See, original sin binds the supernatural. It causes them immense problems because by one man, mankind was condemned. But by one man, the second Adam, Jesus, mankind is redeemed. They can't beat that. They tried to kill him. From the time he was born, they failed. To the time he died on the cross, they failed when he was resurrected. Oops, I didn't expect that. Because they have no wisdom, they have no discernment, and they can't see the future. So, for those that think, at the highest level, that you have time travelers, you got some real dumb time travelers. Because they missed that part. They would have known that Jesus Christ would have been resurrected 3 days later. Would they? They would have known, even in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, that atomic energy would have been a poor substitute for good energy. And oil and gas and fuel and all that. Because now they're going to algae. They're getting rid of the nuclear. They're showing how bad it is, right? Well, they already knew that anyway. So where's their foreknowledge? They don't have any. That should raise a flag for you, shouldn't it? They make a mistake or something? Or are they just plain evil? Either way, it's not good. Somebody's lying somewhere. Now, you four-star generals should figure that out. Unless you're under a blood oath. Then you already have figured it out. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, actually, there is. When you renounce that blood oath, now you may lose your rank. You may get kicked out and lose that favorite birthplace. But you'll save your life for eternity. Do the math on that. When you renounce that blood oath, take Jesus Christ as your Savior. repent of your sins. And you may cry, but that's okay, because that means that the Holy Spirit has forgiven you. And you may change. That's even better, because that means the Holy Spirit's changed you. Otherwise, you're going to hell for an eternity. Now, they're going to come up with all kinds of Muslim terrorism. They're all controlled by the CIA anyway. It's all a play of the Gillian dialectic. Now, I was going to talk about feminism today. Tomorrow, be ready. Tomorrow, I'm going to break down the stigma of homosexuality, because this ties into feminism and the techniques they use to destroy the family. The folks involved in these movements and activist groups, they have no idea what I'm talking about. They have no idea that they're being used as pawns on the lower level. They don't see the bigger picture. So tomorrow, I want to talk about, in excruciating detail, about homosexuality, where it comes from, why it has been used, and so forth, and the bigger picture of it tomorrow. Now, you have, you know, we talked about the attack on the soldiers, the chips, the suicides. Well, and how they test soldiers, we already know that. You all that's been here for a while, that you know how they've done testing on the population throughout the world, of all through World War II, World War I, using soldiers. That's common knowledge now. I've been talking about this since 2011 and even before. They even came out with a documentary, ironically enough, in January of this year about how the psychiatrists have been using our troops as guinea pigs. They come out with this really good documentary to show how the psychiatrists and psychologists, right, are using drugs and manipulating our soldiers and vaccines and all this stuff. How the psychiatrists are the ones doing it. Another lie. The documentary is misguided. Are the psychiatrists doing it? Yes, they are. But guess where they get the orders from? The CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. Who controls the psychiatrists or military? Joint Chief of Staff, that's who. Who else controls them? The Illuminati does, that's who. And who sets up the criteria? Tavistock does, that's who. And all these psychiatrists are nothing more than the bankers. Throwaway boys. Those subversives we're talking about. Now they're blaming psychiatrists. Then in the economic crash that's coming, they're setting it up. Who they blaming? The bankers. The bankers are throwaways. They're nothing more than eyelets of a shoe. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Vatican, the IMF, that's the enemy. And before that, you have the Italian and German Illuminati. That's the enemy. The royal families today, that's the enemy. The secret societies, those are the enemies in and of themselves. But that's still not it. Who controls them? Supernatural beings called Lucifer and 66 fallen angels. They're the controllers. Until you know these facts, people aren't going to set up any kind of defense for it. They're not going to be ready. Well, promoting it all, they got articles like another J.P. Morgan banker leaps to his death. What does that tell you? The bankers are running like scared flies. The bankers, the bankers, the bankers. No, it's the Vatican, the IMF. You see, they turn away from the truth of who's really behind it. This is how they do it. They're really big. Now, what does 90% of the population watch? Hannity, Beck, O'Reilly, soap operas, and Dancing with the Stars, and working. slaving, surviving, believing what they read on the paper and believe what they hear on the TV. That's 90% of the population. But it's dwindling down because people are becoming more politically aware. Now we go back to what I told you about controlled opposition. So they come out with YouTubes and all this other conspiracy stuff, but they misdirect you. It's called controlled opposition. Because they know the rest of the population is searching out, you know, the YouTube presentations and the conspiracy theorists and all this. So they say, well, we'll control the opposition. And that way we control both sides. As a matter of fact, a little quote for you to confirm it by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, a well-trained globalist, Marxist, and trained just like Clinton, trained just like FDR, who murdered our troops in Pearl Harbor, when his cousin Churchill and FDR planned Pearl Harbor, working with the Japanese elite in 1922 to 1927. They planned Pearl Harbor. Planned it. I didn't say no about it. I said they planned it. As a Hegelian dialectic, as a false flag to get us into World War II. And it worked. Somehow, they got word, and one side got rid, made sure that the aircraft carriers were out to sea. But it still worked as a galvanizing port. They didn't stop it. MacArthur lied to Pearl Harbor and said the armada they were tracking was heading to the Philippines. He lied. He felt bad about that. He was guilt-ridden until 1950s, and he started telling the truth about Korea. He came out. A lot of things happened. But Lenin, another student, said, I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension, and as long as you have rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent," unquote. That's what they're doing. It's all strategy. They use the media to do it. Kim came up with an article, HARP, chemtrails, weather modification, the true source of climate change. They're telling you what they're doing. You remember we talked about public schools? They put police there to protect them? No, they put the police there to protect the schools from the parents when they want them to get out, when they start the mandatory vaccinations and stuff. That's what the police are really there for. Sandy Hook was a false flag. Well, that point being said, and I told you all that they're going to have felons. It's going to be the next police force. It's already since 2006. National rights of the child, to give the children the right to, and I gave you that yesterday, not to go over it all today. Okay, all that told you? Got an article today. Just got it. Quote, public schools starting to resemble the federal prison system, unquote. They're coming up, family, I'm telling you. Oh, boy. And to further highlight the despotic, tyrannical government and the police changing and all that sort of thing, here's some more articles. Came in out today and yesterday. Horrifying. Police beat unarmed father to death in front of his family. Confiscate video. Shocking video. Unquote. Quote. Yesterday. Today. Child gunned down by cop for answering door holding Wi-Fi controller. Unquote. Can it be more obvious? Some of these happen and some of them are made up. Some of them are coded articles that never happened. Some of them actually happened. Family, you got police officers today. They're not police officers. They're former felons trained in the Christian identity, trained by the ADL, assassins, trained by Blackwater, multilingual, highly educated felons that are being let out as they're trained and kowtowed in the prisons. Matter of fact, you'll find Charles Manson's not out of the picture yet, though they use him quite extensively. You'll find cell phones are constantly being given to felons in the prisons. It's a problem now. Now they're talking about it. Cell phones help them coordinate with the street gangs when they come out. Cell phones are there to help coordinate with a new employer in private security or TSA or DHL, whatever, when they come out. And the precincts when they get the jobs and their backgrounds are hidden. And they will target the police officers that are good. You are targeted by your fellow police officers that are part of this membership. That's a promise and a guarantee. So the felons that's left over in the prisons that don't come over with the New Age movement, they will be taken out. They cannot allow them to escape because they're going to close the prisons. Eliminate the death penalty and follow the precepts of the New Age movement. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. It's a coming round the pike. People don't realize about these dots that I'm connecting. Y'all get ready and start praying and get close to Jesus. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, am I really doing the right thing? Am I actually influencing anybody? I don't know. I see, it's like you see a train wreck coming. And you got a megaphone, you're yelling to the people, get out of the train. Because you see it coming. It's not a fantasy train, it's real. You see it coming, and people just aren't listening. You know? And they're stuck in this public school garbage that's going on. I already talked today about it. I've been talking about it all along. I got the quotes. I got the evidence. It's all right here, you know, and I've read it over and over and over and over again. That even as far back as 1930, 50 years later, nothing's changed. Charles Francis Potter said, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. What is it that people don't understand about these quotes and the evidence confirming it? And what's wrong with the backbone of these preachers out here when a Freemason comes up to you and say, "Preacher, you know, we appreciate all your lessons and all that, and you're doing a good job, but this thing you're talking about today, the adultery part, you need to leave that out." Now, I know this happened. I was told this by a preacher. What's wrong with the backbone of these preachers that still have to go get out of the 501c3? Go to Form 99 if you want your tax-exempt status. The government tells them which Bible they're going to use and what they're going to preach about for 6 months in advance. They have no backbone. They need to be preaching to these Masons to get out of there. The good deeds count nothing. The good deeds that they do, given to hospitals and all that stuff, that's nice. But that's to cover up the evil going on in the lodge. And the corruption going on otherwise. At the highest level, 33rd degree, they have no idea what's going on below that. But the first degree, with that blood oath you take, boy, that ought to be a clue right off. And you get a blood oath all the way through. First, second, third, all the way up to 33rd, and it just gets worse each degree you go up. And Freemasons, the truth is out there. You're being exposed. I'm trying to give you some heads up here that they're going to throw you under the bus, as people call it. And you're probably saying, well, what's this guy on the radio know? He don't know what the heck he's talking about. Well, how about the first degree? You say, quote, to all of which I do solemnly swear and sincerely promise and swear, without the least equivocation, mental reservation, or evasion of mind in me, whatever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the root, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea, at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, so help me, and they use the word God here, with a capital G, and keep me steadfast and do performance the same, unquote, to keep their secrets. That's just the first degree. I got them for all three degrees. That's what they say. And that separates him from God. Because they're swearing to God to lie and to have their throat cut across. Well, then they're told, well, those are just idle words. No such thing as idle words in God's world. You're responsible for every word you say. How do you get out of it? You renounce that blood oath and get the heck out of there. God will forgive it. And this goes back, the same oath goes back to 1952, because I've got the circa date 1952. It's the same thing with a few words missing. It's the same oath, all the way from 1952. Circa, the one I just read you, is 1983 or something. Hadn't changed in 30 years. I checked both. I do my research. Because I care about people. I want them to know the truth. Well, the attack against the family. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Lenin said, I quote Vladimir Lenin, okay? Destroy the family, you destroy the country, unquote. He is a student now. He didn't make this up. The family was a first covenant relationship. And a number of socialists and communists, which control this country and always have often said that to destroy a nation, first destroy the family. So, over the past 60 years, the family structure in America has been attacked and eroded. They needed the family, as I said before, up to 1945. Now you see why. They needed the country to be get. Can you imagine if they destroyed the family in 1920? 1930s, if they did the same thing, transplant it back to then. They attacked Pearl Harbor, risk of fire. No, it was like the right thing to do. Be a man, blah, 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 blah. All that. That's what they wanted. They needed it then. 1917, they set up the Lusitania. Murder by Churchill and J.P. Morgan. That's a fact, too, by the way. I'm not being descriptive or sensational here and saying, well, they murdered those people. I'm telling you exactly what happened. It's documented. Yeah, buddy. I don't go with that emotional stuff. I'm telling you what's documented, man. Well, Tom, put your money where your mouth is. Okay, well, I will. It says here, in a quote by Colin Simpson, historian, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British First Lord of Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company. Before it set sail for England, German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow Powder Puff Wilson, I added that, that would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. So as the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. Now a sitting duck, it was sunk by three German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on Lusitania called it, I quote, "the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas," unquote. Did you know that Winston Churchill was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II? That's a fact. Did you know that Winston Churchill and Queen Elizabeth II were all second cousins to Stalin? They're second cousins through the Rothschilds, who were German by the name of Bauer earlier, 1700s. Did you know that Churchill, Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, and Adolf Hitler were second cousins under the tutelage of, or the DNA of, Rothschild? How about that? Did you know that Hitler came over to the United States in 1945-46? And it's starting to come out now. He died in the 1960s. We brought 10,000 Nazis in the United States 1946-47 under Operation Paperclip. Y'all starting to get the point here? Did you know that Dole, Romney, Gore, Colin Powell, Cheney, Bush, Clinton, Reagan, Carter, are all cousins under the same Merovingian bloodline? Look it up right now if you haven't already. These are facts. Family, we've been had, but they've been had because they don't realize we have a God over us. We have a God who's Jesus, who's Son, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for the sins of all. But we've got to repent of those sins and take Him as our Savior. And when you have, you start changing. Serious. It's coming around. Did you know, and I'm going to go back to talking about the families here, that the major source of Hitler's financial power came from a chemical cartel called IG Farben. IG Farben had a little known source of enormous power, Wall Street. And did you know that Wall Street, in 1917 time frame, funded the Bolshevik Revolution? Anthony Sutton, never been refuted. Anthony Sutton said, I quote, "Without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler and World War II." Unquote. I got interviews with Sutton. I may play those tomorrow. That sounds like a good idea. Interviews before he died, like 20 years old or so, but remind me tomorrow. I might be able to play those. I'm going to go back over them today. And they're actual interviews. He's never been refuted, Anthony Sutton. He worked for the enemy. He worked for the Illuminati. But all his information, I don't take one person's word for anything. I never. Never less than three sources, unrelated. I vet my sources out. And then when I come up with some kind of assertion, or I think I've learned something, I go back and I attack myself to prove myself wrong. I do what I can to find the truth. Because I don't belong to nobody. I belong to Jesus Christ. That's it. I'm done. I'm finished. That's it. No party, no organization, no country, nothing. I have no problem saying that. None whatsoever. I follow Jesus Christ, man. That's it. That's non-negotiable. Not going to change. in the King James Bible. Because that's the only truth you got. There is no other truth. There is none. There's nobody can show otherwise. Not one. Not the Vatican. I don't give a hoot about what they got in their library. Because whatever they got has been put together by fallen angels and lying priests and rabbis and popes and whatever else. And the same goes in the Library of Congress. There's not one book in there, literally, that has the truth that the King James Bible has, because that word comes from Almighty God to 40 men that were to him in 66 books, not 67 and not 65. 66 books that directly inspired by God himself to mankind. Jesus Christ, when he's on the earth, and the Holy Spirit helped him write it. And they're obedient, that's why. So these people out here say, well, I have new truth. And I got it from the NIV Bible. I got it from the Apocrypha, Jerusalem Bible. It ain't coming from God, I tell you that right now. Because God won't support. He will not supply the Holy Spirit wisdom and discernment when they're falling away from God. And blaspheming his name using false Bibles. It ain't going to happen. Are they being inspired? I bet you so. But it ain't from God above. It's from the fallen angels is where it's getting from. And I described that yesterday on how they receive that knowledge from the three methods of overshadowing and overshadowing and channeling. Some of them don't even know, though. Not only in musical and singers and dancers and all that, but also, musicians that we talked about yesterday. But this goes along with theologians, scientists. Oh, yeah. Well, from the beginning of man's existence, the family unit has been the most stable and important structure of all time. It serves as purposes of procreation, and the very structure of the family actually helps hold nations together. It's a foundation for many of our morals and character. It defines men, women, boys, girls, and teaches them values and lessons that will shape the rest of their lives. So the past 60 years, it's been under attack for the reasons I've been telling you. Now you'll find articles where there was a Valentine or a Valentine party, birthday party. You have these little articles come out that's made nationwide, so you read it. And what it's doing is promoting homosexuality. And so it's showing woman, mother receives invite for party and sends back horrific response. And so the mother is sent back to this response when the one that had the party had father, you understand, not father, mother. She said, well, I do not approve of your lifestyle, and Johnny, whatever it is, will not be attending your party because I do not approve of you. She wrote all that for response back to a birthday invite. So the whole nation knows about it. You see what they did? That's how they construct this garbage. They want you to see how. That's terrible, her being so judgmental. I think we should promote homosexual marriage. Blah, 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 they say. That's what they want, because that's part of the New Age movement. That's why there's such a drive on it. Now, I'm not giving you my personal opinion and feeling and what I feel about homosexuality. I'm not telling you about that. I'm telling you the strategy they're using. My personal opinion means nothing. But I'm telling you the strategy that they're actually using, the reality of their techniques and strategies. They're quite smart, to say the least. In California, the courts at some time was turning away from traditional definition of parent as a biological adoption origin to something completely perverted. Case in point is a ruling passed down in the Third District Court of Appeal at one time that gave custody of one woman's biological children to her ex-lesbian lover. The ex-lesbian lover was a colonel in the Air Force Reserve. And before the don't ask, don't tell, remember what I told you about that? The purpose of the don't ask, don't tell in 1993 by Clinton, who was a Luciferian along with Buchanan. Knights of Malta too, by the way. Oh, how about that? Anyway, so before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, she did not file any action to legally adopt her girlfriend's children. And the fear was it would end her military career. So the couple, mother, has since separated, and now she doesn't have to hide this perverse and sinful lifestyle anymore. But you colonels out there, don't be pushing your chest out, because adultery is also the same thing. There's no difference. Anyway, the colonel filed for custody of her ex-lover's biological children, and the court granted her request, saying that she acted more like a parent than a real mother. Even though she had initially put her military career before the children. So the court basically changed the definition of parent to de facto parent in their ruling. In comes international rights of the child. They're not telling you about that. I am. You see, they got these rulings. Now they're going to change the definition of the de facto parent as the United Nations. Because now they got a legal presence. Oh, they're sneaky. Now, I'm no lawyer, but I know sneaky people when I smell them. And boy, I smell a rat right here. That's what they're going to do. All they got to do is change the name. Wasn't that sneaky? Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. North Carolina, a lawsuit was filed against the requirement of having to file for a state license to get married. So the people behind the lawsuit claim that this requirement violated U.S. Constitution, which actually doesn't exist today anyway, and the supposed separation of church and state. So founder of Liberty Council, Matt Staver, he warned that this lawsuit could lead to a multitude of sinful lifestyles. Quote, it doesn't just stop at heterosexual marriage or same-sex marriage, but it also will extend to bigamy and incestuous marriage in all situations. If the government doesn't have any interest in marriage, then polygamy is permissible. Polymory is permissible. We would have group marriages. Incestuous marriages are permissible. Marriages with children as young as 8 or 7, or however low you want to go on the list, all that can become free of for all. That's exactly what this is designed to do, unquote. In the Bible Belt, by the way. In North Carolina, if this North Carolina lawsuit is granted any credence at all, it'll lead to a complete annihilation of the definition of marriage as we know it in this Bible Belt. So the court rulings in California are already redefining the role of a parent. In comes the international rights of the child. They're sneaking up on you. I don't know. What do you do? What do you do? Mary is one of millions of men and women, including others who do not have families because of a covert campaign of psychological warfare waged against heterosexual society. The Rockefeller-sponsored program of social engineering and eugenics is waged under the guise of feminism and equality. The pill, sexual liberation, and mainstreaming of homosexuality are all part of it. The aim is to degrade, depopulate, and destabilize humanity. And what it does is it accomplishes it by divorcing sex from procreation, by pretending gender roles are social and not biological in origin. Women have been brainwashed to actually usurp the male role, which I explained yesterday and day before, and abandon the female role. The resulting conflict and this confusion leads to a breakdown of marriage and family. Married with children. Three is a crowd. Three is company. It produces dysfunctional people who are obsessed with sex and look to the corporate media and the state for their values and direction. We confuse sex with love. Love is spiritual. Sex is for procreation. And boy, am I under conviction or what? But anyway. But our weaknesses, and Satan knows our weaknesses. Boy, does he. Misplaced all these values. I know I did. I know I have. But I got to mention it. I got to talk about it. Does it put me under conviction? Oh, darn right it does. I'm not innocent, but I have to talk about it. Even if I put myself on a report on it. It's something you got to know. Because it's the truth. Family, this is under a supernatural war that we're in. The planning is just will boggle your mind. And that is the issue of it. They want your mind boggled so you'll forget about it and go about your daily routine and continue. That's what the churches are all about. To give you Dr. Feel-Good ministry so you won't do something about it. Just feel good when you leave the church. You feel good? Yeah. I feel good about the service. Do you? Yeah, I feel good about it. Yeah. What have you done? Nothing. Have you repented? No. You going back to doing what you did? Yeah. That's how they want it. I found 33 ways that they keep the Christian from living a Christian life. And they are taught this. Some of them are maybe unaware, but they are responsible. The attack of the family is moving right along. As they planned. You're having demonic possession. Families killing families. You had a son sleeping with his mother. That's Nimrod spirit. You have another article came out where the father rapes his young daughter because she reminded him of his dead wife. Family, this, how about in Rosemont, Minnesota? Rosemont, they had a day in the, it was a prank that they were going to play in Rosemont, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I believe it was Minnesota, I think, Wisconsin. I don't want to make a mistake here. Is Rosemont, and the students had a prank in the auditorium. And what they did was, high school prank had blindfolded students kissing their parents. So Minnesota, handful of Rosemont High School teams, sports captains, were blindfolded and told they were going to be getting a kiss from a special someone. It'd be reasonable to assume, oh, and cheerleaders too, by the way. It would be reasonable to assume that they were going to be getting a kiss from a boyfriend or girlfriend or maybe some other classmate. Well, the shocking reality in this prank was that they're going to be kissing their parents. I've got videos here showing it. They have no shame even showing the video. And it shows the parents, female parent, kissing her son as she would a lover. And the father kissing his daughter as he would a lover or his wife. One couple, son and mother, were rolling around on the floor as he's grabbing certain places. And of course, it comes out with an article later that says where the administration apologized. Family, this was set up. And there's several other schools that did the same thing. Family goes along with the Nimrod, Jezebel spirit. The Nimrod spirit is what it was for. They knew exactly what they were doing. This was a ritual of pure, undesolated evil. And the high school principal knows it. The teachers knew it. Freemasons at the highest level is a ritual. The people doing it had no clue. This is how they do it. Nimrod married his mother, became his wife, Semiramis. Nimrod was the first attempt at Satan to set up a world government. Nimrod, was the grandson of Ham. Ham was the father of Cush, and Cush was the father of Nimrod, three generations after Noah. It pervades today. That's the purpose of the Washington Tower, the Washington Monument. Shem, his great uncle, killed Nimrod. Paul McGuire is wrong. He wrote an article. That's incorrect. Nimrod was killed by his great uncle and cut up in pieces, scattered throughout the countryside. As a warning to everybody else, do not sacrifice children and stop worshiping Baal. See, that was under the law. They didn't mess around back then. Killed his great nephew and cut him up in pieces. Semiramis collected all the pieces of his body, except for one, Mr. Happy, his reproductive organ. Couldn't find that part. So they erected a monument to it. You know what that monument is? Commemoration of Nimrod's missing manhood. They call it the obelisk. You know it as the Washington Monument, as the obelisk in front of the Vatican. And that's a fact. That's what that's for all along. So, this is a ritual to reflect. People don't know that. It was also in December, the month that Mithra was born. Mithra's Nimrod. Well, I'll be. It was in December. And that is the month not Jesus Christ was born whatsoever. Jesus Christ was born around August, September, as the Bible confirms when you read it. Mithra, Nimrod, Mithraism, Tammuz, 24th of December. 25th of December is the birthday of Mithra. Mithra was Nimrod. That was a ritual. Wow. Well, family, we're coming into the program. And I will continue tomorrow to talk more about feminism. Because you see, feminism encompasses many other areas of their control. That's why I'm picking feminism. And I need to talk about it again tomorrow. And then tomorrow also, we'll talk about homosexuality and where it really comes from. They're saying now, what, it comes from Christianity. Yeah. Then they're saying another side. They're saying it comes from a gene inside the body. Well, we'll talk about tomorrow exactly where it comes from. And we'll talk about how to fight with it, how to deal with it. In detail tomorrow. All about distraction. Family, pass the word around. I've got my archives. I do want to mention. Wow, where was I at today? I got so into this today. I want to let y'all know we were also played up in highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, highpointradio.net, on his network. They play our Bible studies and our shows our broadcast randomly, and he's expanding his business. He's expanding with other or additional towers up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So give him support up there, you all. And if you don't understand that, I just say use guys instead of y'all. I just say use guys up there. Also, we're played KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network in Colorado on Monday nights only, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a broadcast with Revelation RadioNetwork.org. And you visit there 8 to 10, hit the Blog Talk Radio link. And I'll have a two-hour broadcast there from 8 to 10 at night. Then, of course, Monday through Friday is regular broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. And then nighttime, and like tonight, will be Bible study 7:30 to 9 at watchmenforjesus.com. And my Facebook, you can visit anytime. It's constantly being updated. And visitors, we've increased it now to 800 likes or 750, something like that. Anyway. And whatever, like this, unfriend, all these terminologies, man, or whatever. Anyway, it's getting quite large. And it's Watchmen for Jesus Facebook. So y'all come here. And my archives for broadcast, I put up every evening. And the Bible study archives, MP3s. And you see that I've got it a little better than what I used to have it. The little bar there, that the audio, well, I've learned how to then put it on the title. So we can move right along. Family, I appreciate y'all stopping by. And we'll see y'all tonight, 7:30, for those into Bible study. And then tomorrow at 4, continue on the broadcast. Tomorrow, I want to cover the details of homosexuality, where it's really coming from, and talk about the feminism as it applies to the strategy used by the elite to destroy the United States. Now, that's not going to garnish me too many friends in the feminist movement, because they're not going to understand this. I've had several to say, take me off your distribution list, because they don't understand they're being targeted by using this method. I can't help that. It's not my fault, but I got to tell them this is what's being used when they actively associate with it. That's why Whoopi Goldberg's there. They use all the stars that's given their lives to Satan, like Oprah, Whoopi. They all pretend to be on your side, but they're not. I mean all of them. If they're major stars, they've signed their name over to Lucifer. We've talked about that here the past 2 days, and I've given you testimony that you can listen to on your own. You all can find out what I find out just as easy as I can. I do try to provide it for you, but family, do your own research. If I say something's outrageous, challenge it. I mean, go after it. I'm not here to make a name for myself. It ain't going to happen. But what I'm trying to do is get you all to think and do something on your own. And then when you find out, man, spread the word. Start your own broadcast radio. Do your own thing. But either whatever you do, get closer to Jesus. That's all you need to do. God will lead you where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do. Everybody's got different gifts. You got to find out what yours is. The only way to do that is through the Holy Spirit. And don't follow man. Follow Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, man. That's where it's at. These churches ain't getting it. They're causing more trouble than anything else. That's what they're there for now. Well, family, y'all have a great evening. But know that Jesus Christ won the cross already, and they are a defeated foe. So when they start giving you fear on this radio and fear on the TV, all this fear, they're going to kill this, do that, FEMA camps, here comes a meteorite the size of 3 football fields. Man, God's got it in control. He's going to let some things happen now because we're pulling away from him. But you strengthen your spiritual walk with him. No matter what happens, you stay close to Jesus. And then you'll be way ahead of the ball game. Now, y'all come back now here, and we'll see y'all tonight or tomorrow, 7:30 tonight or 4 o'clock tomorrow. And pass the word. And this is Watchman for Jesus, signing off. And God bless.
Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Y'all have a good night. God bless. The station will continue with the 24-hour loop. This is Watchman for Jesus signing off. Good night.